This is our gospel lesson is from John chapter 3 verses 1 through 17. We'll try, Dr. Lessing, our best to connect this to the lose everything on the way and have the pastor keep moving. We will try that.
Yeah.
Right, thanks. This is John 3, 1 through 17. Familiar text to all of us, and there is so much to read and so much more to talk about this. And anthropos ek ton pharisaio Nicodemus onomat autu archon ton judaion. Simply put, and there was a man out of the Pharisees, one of the Pharisees, Nicodemus, a name to him, a being a ruler of the Jews. So what do you do with the archon? Ruler, teacher, leader of Israel. That's what you have there. And a man of the Pharisees, one of the Pharisees. Nicodemus is obviously a Greek name, we are told. But this is only the Hellenistic period, so what's in a name? One need not be Jewish. A Jew need not always have a Hebrew name in this case, if that should be the case. A name to him was Nicodemus, and he was a ruler. What does this mean? It's not didaskalos, it's archon, a leader, a teacher, and all of the above of the Jewish people. And verse 2, hutas, elfen, pros, auton. This auton is interesting. We got to go back to the second chapter to see the whole thing. Of course, the story is the story concerning the life of Jesus Christ, and Nicodemus is the one who came, elton, elkamailisamai, elton, third singular. He came, hutas, demonstrative, referring back to Nicodemus, prosauton, toward, accusative, motion, toward him, Jesus, nuktas, it's generative, it's by night, during the night, ka epen auto, why would he do this at night? People have been debating and making their own answers to this. Being a respectable person, why would he want to be in public and go to another person of, at this time, low repute and ask questions? That could be one. That's a possibility. But we are all also told that, like us, pastors and teachers, we spend a lot of time by the desk and we don't have time to walk around during the day. That's what they actually put in long hours someplace, and he found a little time, so he goes out, and this rabbi out there is always available, so he stepped out of his boundaries and went up there. Note the expression rabbi, which is very standard Jewish way of addressing somebody who is in repute and authority and definitely a teacher. Oidamin, ginosko oida, first plural, right? Yeah. So is this person becoming more than one? Is he speaking about himself, or is he not also, as I believe, representing a lot of other people? So the question is posed by this leader of this community, and we know for sure, goidaman, hati, that relative clause is introduced. Apateu eleluthas didaskalos. You are a teacher. Eleluta, Selkama Elusuma Elfon, Eleluta, this is perfect, and this person, you have second person, you have come, you are a teacher, literally, come from God. No little reputation here. So he is a teacher, come from God. Jesus, this is early in John's Gospel, and in chapter 2 we have the first of the miracles that Jesus would perform, and it is pretty much early, but you're not looking at John to get a list of all the miracles and Jesus performed and all the teachings he had done, although a discourse is actually ensuing in this text. So a lot of things have gone around. His fame has gone around throughout, and word has gone around that Jesus is somebody special. So Nicodemus comes, and note that he is apateo, so he is from God, no less. Ures, the reason is after the semicolon, Ures ga dunatai tauta ta semaya poein hasu poes. No one, therefore, is able dunatai these things, the signs, Tautasemaya poen hasu poes. Note the second verb, the poes, that's present indicative active, right? So he keeps on doing. This one is doing. And no one is able to do the signs you are doing. Dunatai plus the infinitive. Dunatai poe. No one is capable of doing the signs that you are doing. Semaya is the word for dunamis in John, and this is the wonder work, so the miracles, so everything else. And meha theos met out too. I emphasize that one. You are a teacher apa theu, except God be with that particular person. No one is able to do this. So his deity is, I don't think it's a sarcasm, but something special is happening. His deity is affirmed by Nicodemus. Verse 3, apokryphe, Jesus ka epenauto, standard reporter speech here, Jesus answered and said, amen, amen, lego soy. This is pretty much particular to our Lord, Jesus, to do the double duty with amen, amen. You say this amen once, and it is pretty much a Jesus saying characteristic that you have the two amens preceding the sentence he's going to say. Okay, logo, I say to you, and me, except tis someone genethe anopen. Ginamai has all kinds of meanings there, some unknown. Ganao is to beget, and ginama is to become. You have an aorist subjunctive passive there. Except someone be born, note the next one, anothen. The word is doing double duty. It is kind of a double play, if you will. You can take this on the one hand as born from above. Our insignia, St. Louis Seminary's insignia, shows false anothen, light from above. So there for us St. Louisans, we have the picture clear. It can also mean born again. So is it a tricky thing? Not the speaker here. This is Jesus. Jesus is the one who is speaking. Nicodemus came to Jesus at night, and he kind of fades from the centrality of the message that's going on here. But Jesus kind of steals the show, and I know why you came early on in the first chapter already. The last verse of chapter 2 of John literally says Jesus knew what was in man. So he has this inner vision. Autos gar egnosken ti en ento anthropo. So Jesus is able to read the minds of people. And Nicodemus comes with a question. No matter what the intention was, Jesus knew where the question was leading. But Jesus also has a specific mission to perform, and that's what he is after at this time. Okay? So unless a person is born anew or from above, born again, he shall not, he is not able to. I'm back at chapter 3 and verse 3, Eden is the aorist of Horao, right? So, unable to see, not capable of seeing the kingdom of God. For John, seeing is believing. It's important. Seeing, and 1 John, the first chapter talks about that which we have seen, our hands touched, and our ears heard. That's the testimony that we have through the apostles concerning the second person of the Trinity. Here, seeing the kingdom. Seeing is believing. And do the theology here. This is Jesus is the kingdom. And you don't get to see the kingdom, i.e. you do not enter the kingdom, unless you are born from above, that is, born again. That's what's going on in 3. Now, Jesus, Nicodemus turned, and he is down to earth. simple question, sarcastic it could be, but still seriously a sincere question. What do you mean? From above or born again? Either way, how is this done? The good Lutheran question. Nicodemus poses. Verse 4. Legea pros auton ha Nicodemus. Pos dunatai anthropos genetenai geron on. Geron is the word for geron, gerontas. This is old age, old person, grown up person. Okay, on is the participle. Being old, now to the verb here, genetenai, aorist infinitive, passive. So, to be born, being old, and genetenai is guided by dunatai, simple infinitive, that's how it works, right? Nicodemus says, how is it possible that a person, anarthropos means it's generic, how is a person, how is one able to be born as he is old? I'll take the participle that way. While he, being old. And he expands the question with another question. Okay, a supplementary question. Me dunata eis ten koiliantes metrus auto deuteron es elthain kai genetenai. The same word genetenai is repeated at the end of the question. And it is posed to the context of, surely he is unable to enter a deuteron a second time into his mother's womb or tummy. Okay, that's the logic, correct? Jesus comes in and gives the response, Apakrite Jesus, verse 5, Amen, Amen, Lego Soy, truly, truly, I say to you, if A and me, unless, except, tis, some person, geneste, that's an early subjunctive, exhudatos, kai proimatos. There is a formula here. Okay, John the Baptist baptized with water, and Jesus would baptize with water and the Spirit, to put some theology in there. Unless a person be begotten by water and the Spirit, u dunata a selthen a stain basilean to the u. So, note the twist here. Jesus is consistent. He is talking about the kingdom and entry into the kingdom, and he proposed new birth or rebirth. And Nicodemus went into the physical birth. How can you get back to mommy's tummy? But he says entrance into the kingdom is by a begetting from above, or by a begetting that is absolutely new. That's how he goes. We don't have time to go into the kingdom of God phrase here. There is so much going on, right? Yeah, now, Jesus extended footnote to what he just said early. That's in verse 6. Ta gegenemenen ekte sarkos, sarks esten. Whatever is begotten, that's the perfect passive of genao. Whatever is begotten out of flesh shall remain. It's actually esten. Is flesh. Kai ta gegenemenen, same construction, ek tus proimatos proima esten. Whatever is begotten out of the Spirit or by means of the Spirit is Spirit. First Peter talks about the washing of regeneration. A good time for us to connect this text with baptism, which is actually, according to Paul, an immersion experience. Dying with Christ and rising with Christ into a new life, which, as Dr. Lessing alluded to from the Old Testament, causes us to lose everything and take this new walk, or to take this new step of faith, leap forward for the past and move forward. We can build all that into that verse 6 there. The rest is commentary, but significant commentary though, especially because we are entering the Lenten season. Explanation further. Me taumas des hati eponsoi dei humas genetenai anothenes. I said this is an extended footnote. Okay, don't be amazed. Taumas des hati eponsoi that I said to you dei, it is necessary for you genetenai to be born Same expression here. And then how would you take it? From above or anew? Take it both. It's a double-headed here. It works both ways. It is necessary that it does work both ways. Because the born from above is really the new birth that humanity simply cannot generate. So it has to be from above. Ta pneuma, further extended footnote. Ta pneuma hopu tele penei. Kai te phonen autu akues. This is pretty much, in simple terms, an argument from human experience. Jesus puts that in, okay, the wind, pneuma is spirit, but in this case this is just wind. Wherever it wills, telo, telai, that's the reference to the wind. Pnei is from pno, which means to blow. And the wind blows wherever it wills. Kai te phonen, ten phonen autu akues. You hear its sound, if you have ears to hear. Allah uk oidas pothen erkatai kai pu hupage. And you have no clue. Uk oidas. From whence it comes and where it ends up being. That's what it is, okay? Hutos estin pas ha gegenemenos ectu pneumatos auges. Such is the case of, that's how I'll take hutos, the one gegenemenos, the one perfect participle, the one begotten out of the spirit. So water and the spirit, that's the regeneration. That's a different attitude. It's not of human origin. It's not by human will. Paul talks about his call as having come from God, not according to God, a man's plotting. Such is the new birth that Christians have through the work of regeneration initiated by the Holy Spirit. And verse 9, apakrute Nicodemus, he wants to cut in and make a speech. Nicodemus ka epen auto. Nicodemus then jumped in and said, pu dunatai tauta genestai, how can these things ever happen, take place? That's an eris genestai. And apakrute Jesus, Jesus is not done yet. He keeps on narrating the explanation of what he just said in verses 2 and 3. Apakrute Jesus kai epen auto su e ha didaskalos to Israel kai tuta uk ginos kai. You are a teacher of Israel and you do not know these things, ginos kai, sarcastic as it is, and you ought to know a few things. And we could go into stories like this, including as props. But a lot of things are expected and he didn't have a clue. You know, but you don't understand. That's the problem. You know the formula, but you don't know what it means. A lot of things skip our mind, right? And Jesus goes on into his formula. Amen, amen, like a human soy. I'm telling you, hati ha oidaman la lumen kai ha hevarakaman maturumen. Well, I said early on in verse 2, we saw oidomen coming out of the mouth of Nicodemus. And in every likelihood, this is a representation of the institution we would call Judaism. And he is speaking for them, not only for him, but also for the community. And here we have Jesus. Truly, truly, I say to you, in verse 11, oidomen, first person plural. I would put Jesus in the context of the Christian community, and we, you could push it as royal we, but Jesus doesn't go for royal we when he talks about first person singular. He usually talks ego eimi. So oidomen is obviously a confession of the church or the Christian community, all inclusive. Grant that to Jesus because he is after all the head of the church, the body, right? His body. La lumen, we speak, oidomen, what we know, we speak. What we speak is what we know. Oidomen has that perfect sense built in there. Oida, ginosko, oida. But it's the present implication. Sky, hora, kamen, ma, to Roman. What we have seen, horavo, psamai, hevarata, this is perfect of horavo, what we have seen, First John 1, what we have seen, we martyrumen is present tense. Lalumen as well as martyrumen are present tense. We keep on witnessing, we keep on saying. Kai ten maturian hemon u lambanete. That's a strong imperative negative here. And what we keep on saying, you do not keep on receiving. Receiving or accepting or believing. All of that is included in the lambanete word. That's the contrast that we face in our daily existence as witnesses of the Lord Jesus Christ, and you do not receive it. And verse 12, Eta epigeia epon humin kai u pistuete, pos ean epa humin ta eparania pistuete. This is an subjunctive real condition. Epigeia, things of the earth. Earthly things is the translation. Things down earth, down here below. Epon, if I said to you, and this is a real condition, things, real conditional clause here, okay? He is saying the real things that are happening. And if I say the earthly things to you and you do not keep on believing, pistuate, habitually you don't believe, how then? Pos ean apa, that's another subjective of lego apon, human, how if I would speak to you ta eporania pistuete. Eporania are the opposite of the epigeia. Uranos, epi uranos. Now epigeia, epigeia. Okay. How if I speak to you heavenly things, would you believe? The first one is a real condition, and now we will call this eventual condition. So things, if I would speak about heavenly things, would you get it? You will not believe it. Okay, verse 13. Kai udes anabebeken eistan huranon emeha ektu uranu katabas. Ha hios tu anthropu. Strong, I mean, John is loaded, all scripture is, but particularly this one is loaded with theology here. No one has ever anabebeken, anabino is to go up, has ever gone up into the heaven, except eime ha ektu uranu katabas, the one having come down from heaven, and that one is ID'd as ha hios tu anthropu. Phrase, you know, Jesus' first person explanation is hios tu anthropu, except the Son of Man. So he is the one, he is the bridge between God and man. He's the bridge between heaven and the earth. And to build this back onto the premise upon which the promise given to Abraham, which becomes a blessing to all, the following verses are very, very significantly put in this particular context. Verse 14, now the old key here, okay? Kai kathos Moses hypsosen tan hofin en te eramu hutas hypsosen I day tan hion tu anthropu. This is it. Just as, even as easily translated, Moses lifted up hypsavo. We know in John, hypsavo also does a double play. Lifting up. In terms of applying this word to Jesus, it is lifting up to the cross, literally to be hung on the cross, as Moses lifted up the snake, serpent in the wilderness. Thus shall the Son of Man, it is necessary, be lifted up. The hypsothena is, hypsosen is aorist, and hypsothena is the aorist infinitive passive. It is necessary that Son of Man must be lifted up, and lift high the cross is obviously the theme for Lent here anyway. Hina, so that ha pas ha pistuon en auto eke zoen ionion. If the believing ones, that is the participle of pistuo, the believing one in him shall have, that's the assurance, shall have eke, echo, zoen ionion, eternal life. So leave everything behind, because you are headed to eternal life. Not the perishable things of this world, but the eternal life that is imperishable. Connection with the Old Testament. 16, famous verse, so we can't even leave this untranslated, but we will do this. Thus far, post-positive God. Thus far, agapesen, erist, God loved hatheos and cosmos. Not the word cosmos, God loved the world. It's not even oikomene. And if you have time, go into Romans 8, the whole creation yearning and with eager longing for the revelation and the salvation. So God's love is practically a restoring love for the entire creation. Very significant word here, okay. Hosta, so that turn he onto monogene erdoken, didomi, a gift word, heirs. God gave his only begotten, is our free translation. It has been translated as one and only son, the only of a kind son. I've seen that translated into monogene, one and only. So that purpose clause pas ha pistion, important word for us, also Lutherans. the believing ones is on auton into him. Me apoleta, here is subject to middle of apolumi, me, definitely not with the aorist, okay, shall not perish, therefore, in English. Allah, aka, another subjective, might have zoin ionion. I just do not want to leave verse 6:17. It is, as I said, there are some theses here and the rest is extended footnotes. They are also theses. That's how this is actually almost like a discourse that's going on, a strong discourse that's what's going on here. John is notoriously famous to have signs and discourses. Now this is interesting. Okay. Ugar apostelen, apostello word, ugar, definitely not God sent. God did not send hatheos ton hion, eis ton cosmon into the world, hina krine ton cosmon, not to judge the world. Krino is the word, though to condemn. This is, it works as present as well as aorist subjunctive, right? Hina with the subjunctive is almost a normal grammatical way of taking it. Did not send his son to judge the world. Allah, on the other hand, hina zote ha cosmos dia auto, in order that the cosmos, again the emphasis on cosmos, might be saved through him. Zo is the big word. There is subjective passive there. That cosmos perhaps is another link. We don't need to have that. What was Abraham promised? He was sent off to the promised land to inherit the land. Christian salvation, the salvation Yahweh accomplished for the whole cosmos, for humanity, is holistic. It is complete. And because of one man's sin, the entire cosmos was brought under curse. And because of the new Adam, and his sacrificial death on the cross, the whole cosmos now is the beneficiary. The curse is lifted and the blessings abound. So take the walk, lose everything behind, seek ye first the kingdom of God as you look up to the cross in 3:14 as Moses lifted up the snake, etc. And all these shall be added unto you. A Lenten time of denial, is that the right word? Okay, limiting yourself only with the anticipation, the comfort at the same time of the fullness of the blessings that we will receive in body, mind, soul, and spirit. It is a long text and we just went over time and we could do much more with this, and so we could all. God bless us all with these words.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.